Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's April 19th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. A big day today in the world of Broadway cast recordings. Gutenberg the Musical, which concluded its limited run in late January, will release its cast album May 3rd on digital and streaming platforms, and May 17th physically. The Meta Musical follows a pair of neophyte Broadway composers who are presenting their latest work, a largely fictionalized musical about Johann Gutenberg, inventor of the printing press, at a backer's audition. However, due to tight financial constraints, the two composers have to play all the roles themselves. Gutenberg is written by Scott Brown and Anthony King, who together also wrote the book for Beetlejuice. Andrew Rannells and Josh Gad starred in the Broadway production. The album will also include a special guest appearance by Mel Brooks as a guest producer who gives Rannells and Gad's characters a Broadway contract at the end of the show. Various celebrities cameoed as the guest producer throughout its run at the James Earl Jones Theater, including Audra McDonald, Hillary Clinton, Billy Crystal, The Impractical Jokers, Weird Al Yankovic, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Kerry Washington, among others. Stereophonic, which officially opens tonight at the John Golden Theater, releases their cast recording digitally on May 10th, with a June 14th physical release to follow. A play with music, Stereophonic takes place in a recording studio where a fictional mid-1970s rock band on the cusp of superstardom, partially inspired by Fleetwood Mac, struggles through recording a seminal album. The play, which garnered critical acclaim last fall off-Broadway at Playwrights Horizons, features several original songs by Will Butler, formerly of the Grammy-winning music group Arcade Fire. The album is now available to pre-order and pre-save. Stereophonic is running on Broadway through July 7th. And The Notebook dropped their cast album on digital platforms today. The new musical marks the Broadway composing debut of indie singer-songwriter Ingrid Michaelson, based on the best-selling Nicholas Sparks novel which inspired a 2004 motion picture, it paints a vivid picture of a love lasting through the decades, with the two lovebirds at the center of the piece, Allie and Noah, played by three different pairs of actors at different stages in their lives. Inside the District has an exclusive first listen of Time, the show's opening number. The full album is now available wherever you stream music. A physical CD release will follow on June 14th. The Notebook currently runs at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. And finally today, last night, the new musical Suffs officially opened on Broadway after a promising 2022 off-Broadway tryout at the Public Theater. The historical musical chronicles the 7 years leading up to the passing of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, and follows the female figures who fought to make it happen. Shana Taub became just the second woman in Broadway history to write the music, lyrics, and book for a show while also starring in it. Reviews were mostly positive, but the New York Times was more mixed, saying that although Suffs was already a good show, it wasn't yet great. To be great, a musical, like a great movement, must grab you by the throat. Suffs too often settles for holding up signs. Suffs currently runs at the Music Box Theater. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.